He ended up not needing to. The agency was able to sell off the 30-second time slot, but in an act of passive defiance, it didn't sell the longer one. We told them that we couldn't sell the 60-second slot, though in truth, we didn't try, recalled Lee Clow. Scully, perhaps to avoid a showdown with either the board or Jobs, decided to let Bill Campbell, the head of marketing, figure out what to do. Campbell, a former football coach, decided to throw the long bomb. "I think we ought to go for it," he told his team. Early in the third quarter of Super Bowl XVIII, the dominant Raiders scored a touchdown against the Redskins, and instead of an instant replay, television screens across the nation went black for an ominous 2 full seconds. Then an eerie black-and-white image of drones marching to spooky music began to fill the screen. More than 96 million people watched an ad that was unlike any they'd seen before. At its end, as the drones watched in horror the vaporizing of Big Brother, an announcer calmly intoned, "On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh, and you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984. It was a sensation. That evening, all three networks and 50 local stations aired news stories about the ad, giving it a viral life unprecedented in the pre-YouTube era. It would eventually be selected by both TV Guide and Advertising Age as the greatest commercial of all time.